Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and I love Him, and He loves us. The Lord is mightily moving, mightily moving. That's not just a cliche. This is real. The Lord has a living plan for those that live, and a plan of destruction that those who reject life. You know, when you look, when you think about the vile judgments, that's what the Lord held back. And that's when He told me, before they began, He said, I'm not moving you out of the path of the Antichrist. I'm moving you out of my way. When He starts doing those vile judgments, it's going to be on. And that's when mountains will move. And you know, just imagine you're on a 747 about to land and the whole mountain just sinks underwater. It's a lot of things going to happen. The wicked are not going to have a good day. I'm going to say that again. The wicked are not going to have, the day is coming, they're not going to have a good day again. See, the Lord has, he takes the wicked by the, at their own craftiness. And He has to, because they proved rebellious. And all the rebellious activity, it mounts up spiritual debt against their life and judgment. See, when people hold the truth when they hold the truth in unrighteousness, that's what causes judgment to happen. Now, how can a wicked man hold the truth in unrighteousness? Those that live according to God's word, we're leaving a legacy when we live according to God's word every day. We're exampling the life of God, and it can't be ignored. We live openly. We receive salvation publicly. How many times did, think of all the times Billy Graham, in the crusades that he did, he had people come down and acknowledge Jesus publicly. They prayed the prayer of salvation publicly. And we live publicly. We don't do the disastrous things publicly. We do what's right publicly. We live, and you know, no matter how people try to blend in with the world, if they really love God, they teach their children correctly. And they don't let their children participate in anything that's destructive. And they govern their children, and they monitor their children, and they make sure that they want to know what kind of friends their children. That's what active parents do. That's what living parents do. It's a difference. And children, they don't always agree, but they have to go along with their parents. But the day happens when they appreciate what their parents did for them. I'm a pastor's son. I didn't always understand the dedication of my parents, but that was what you do. To me, when I had to go with them and leave my friends in Birmingham and ride with them to Utah, Alabama, I wanted to stay and play with my friends, but I made the best of it. Children are resilient. So if you teach them in the way that they should go, they end up living the life of God. Jesus said, suffer ye the little children. And the modern mind lets the children have what they want. As long as they get out of your hair and leave you alone so you can sleep. Or, that, you know, being lazy in life, it comes with a price tag. You have to be a parent. My mother had a chance when I was between, you know, 8th grade, 7th grade, I guess. She had a chance to, her career wasn't quite finished yet. And if she would have gotten a master's, she would have made a lot more money. And she and one of the, she almost did it, but she thought about it. One of her friends was going to, when they get off work, they had already organized, they were going to ride together, and they were going to study and get the master's and make more money. And it really wouldn't have taken long, you know. A couple of more years, she'd have had it, you know. But she thought about me. She said, my son needs me right now. I can't do this. She called it off. And she didn't make that extra money that she would have made. And she was right. I didn't have a mind to live for Jesus in those days. And I needed somebody to watch over me at that time. And now you have a minister that didn't go haywire or didn't get killed or didn't go to jail because my mother watched over me. Children need that they need that government of that governing power of the parents. And see, you grow from glory to glory. And we've been talking about growing from glory to glory. Well, people that choose against God, they have, they're growing too. Everybody's going to grow. They're going to change and they're going to grow one way or the other, either for God or against Him. And there is no middle ground. See, when people, if you take the things of God if you're neutral about the things that's important, if you're neutral about the things of God, the enemy's going to play you. You won't be fully dedicated. You won't be all in. You won't have what it takes to go forward. And people are being talked out of salvation by those who are cunning. Now, when you study 2 Peter chapter 2 and also Jude, there are evil men crept in unawares. While the church was asleep, they creep on in, set up camp. They preach another gospel. And people who take heed to it, they'd rather have an easy life or a comfortable life or a convenient life than to really know God. See, yesterday's broadcast, it was called New Glories. And there are many new glories to walk in. Every time you grow in the Lord, you learn, you can learn all about healing. And then another preacher come along. God raised up somebody to talk about money and how to have greater wealth. Now, some people, they don't like to talk. They don't like prosperity, prosperity gospel. But let me say this. God has the responsibility of His people. We have varied needs. We have many needs. So the Lord has to raise up people to help us learn biblical prosperity so that the gospel can go forward. If everybody's broke, If everybody's struggling just to make ends meet in the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the world will overtake us. But if the people of God, if the people who love God, who desire to preach without compromise, if they don't own the TV stations, the TV station will put restrictions on them. The government will put restrictions on them, or they'll lose their tax-free status. What do you call it? LLC. They'll lose it. And if they don't have the money to go forward anyway, then the gospel is slowed down. Now, the Lord is not restricted to this world, but people have to learn how to handle what God bless them with. So God raised up people to help them with understand money, finances, and spiritual principles. It's very important. It's a necessity. Now everybody, some people are wealthy, and then there are those who are hirelings. They don't care about the people. But there are people that minister the word, and they do what they're supposed to. They're godly, and they do it right. They do the things the right way. And so God raised up unique ministries to do different functions. Some let you know what's going on in the warfare world. You know, Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, that's how it's going to be in the last days, right before he comes. Don't think for a minute that the enemy is not going to pull out some surprises. There are people that's exposing his darkness. And then there are those that God is raising up to help people come out of bankruptcy. Then there are those who teach healing. My pastor has a healing ministry. And see, if you're anointed and you have a terminal illness, then your anointing is not going to be used on earth anymore by you. Just unless you put wrote books or tapes or CDs and left something or left a legacy already, then your anointing is going to stop when you die. Because you have to have a healthy body to be here to speak the words and love people and operate and do what you're supposed to do. So just because a ministry is not doing it the way you're used to don't mean it's not of God. And the enemy is raising up, he's raising up preachers too to pull people away from the gospel. All you have to do is read 2 Peter chapter 2, Jude, and also the Old Testament, Jeremiah chapter 6. Same problem. There are men that snuck in secretly, unawares. And see, the Lord has a protocol for the living, a protocol for the dying, a protocol for the wicked. To people that are still dying, you know, God want to get the evangelist to him. And people that are trained in the healing ministry, they go, he can dispatch them to the dying so that they can live with testimony. All of this is important. People that are in bankruptcy or about to be in bankruptcy, they need a business plan. They need a business mind. They need anointed businessmen, anointed men and women of God to help them come out of worldly poverty oppression. So as a body, Paul told Timothy this. He said the way of truth would be evil spoken of. But now I see Christians speaking against Christians. And people they're being herded into the way that they think is best by whoever they're listening to. But I'm going to say this. See, the Lord is moving mightily by the Holy Spirit. And he has different types of ministries that he called to the battleground. And he sanctioned them to do different things. And a man can write a book. Another man of God say, I'm not reading that book. They discounted the book and never read it. They never gave it a chance. They judged it before they knew what it is. A lot of that goes on. And too much is dismissed by people of God. Too many things are taken lightly. But I took another route. That was a time I didn't read a lot of books. I read some. I read books by others. But that was a time I mainly read the Word of God. I didn't really start watching the YouTube videos till 2017. And after that, because the Lord told me that his people, he said, tell my people my return is imminent, be ready that they be not left. And the Lord had given me a vision of the rapture back in 1984. I was a young Christian. And I asked him, what would the rapture be like? And he immediately gave me a vision while I was sacking groceries at Food Giant in Huffman. It's gone now, but it used to be in Huffman in those days. But and I thank God for those days. But if you judge a matter before you know what it is, that's foolishness. So I learned to appreciate what God is doing in others. And so I wanted to see what God was giving others. And I found out about Henry Groover and many other people that had visions and dreams. And I found out about men of God, that God raised up, men and women of God that God raised up. Steve Quayle is one. I love him. Timothy Alberino, L.A. Marzulli, Tom Horn, Henry Groover. I listened to their testimonies and their ministries, and I follow them, and I buy their books. And I'm going to tell you something. I see God moving in ways that I was not taught he was moving. I didn't know that there were actually giants still hanging around, but they are. They're underground, and it's things are happening. People are going to start seeing things. See, Jesus said men's heart will fail them when they see what comes upon the earth. Okay, I know a lot about people. I'm a man myself. Now, an earthquake can happen. A firestorm can happen. Tornadoes. People don't have heart attacks over that. World War II. When people see the troops, I could see where people could have a heart attack over that. But they're going to see something they've never seen before. You know, they're going to experience something that they never experienced before. You know, if I seen troops in my country against me, I'm going to get mad and want to fight. I'm not going to have a heart attack. So what is Jesus talking about? Well, you have to listen to people that God is raising up. Because there are wicked people, and the Lord has a protocol to deal with wickedness. Now let's go back to Jeremiah 6 and look at it. When the Lord gave me this, I'm like, I said, okay, I know Jeremiah 6. And the Lord keeps letting me know that his return is imminent. He even told me do the most necessary things because time is short. Now, when he started talking like that, you got to do this. I want to make people aware. You got to do things God's way. You don't have time. You don't have time to waste time. Because when you get raptured, you will have desire that you're going to want to be doing God's word. You're going to want to be effective. Running from the ministry is no good anymore. You're going to have to embrace what God has given you to do. And if God puts other ministers on your heart that you need to partake of, then do so. Don't be like so many others that allow tradition to be the focus. You can't follow God with tradition. Dead tradition is dead tradition. You got to see him. And I'm so thankful that I was able to partake of the ministries of Steve Quayle and the others, Timothy Alberino. I listened to these guys. And it's I listened to the Hagman Report. That's one way I get true news. Okay. Jeremiah 6. O ye children of Benjamin, gather yourselves to flee out of the midst of Jerusalem, and blow the trumpet in Tekoa, and set up a sign of fire in Beth-Hakkerem. For evil appears out of the north, and great destruction. I have likened the daughter of Zion to a comely and delicate woman. The shepherds with their flocks shall come unto her. They shall pitch their tents against her round about. They shall feed every one in his place. Then he said this, prepare ye war against her. Arise and let us go up at noon. Woe unto us, for the day goeth away, for the shadows of the evening are stretched out. Arise and let us go by night, and let us destroy her palaces. For thus hath the Lord of hosts said, Hew ye down trees and cast them out against Jerusalem. This is the city to be visited. She is holy oppression in the midst of her. See, this is not supposed to be that way. But people turn their heart. They turn their shoulder because they turn their heart. All right, verse 7. As a fountain cast out her waters, so she cast out her wickedness. Violence and spoil is heard in her. Before me continually is grief and wounds. Be thou instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from thee. Lest I make thee desolate, a land not inhabited. See, God can't sanction wickedness. But let's go on. Moving along. Verse 9. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean the remnant of Israel as a vine. Turn back thine hand as a grass, as a grape gatherer into baskets. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised. You see that? And they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. You know, Canada's not the only nation that have embraced paganism. But see, God has a remnant that he's got a remnant, for, I believe, from every country. Every nation and every tongue and every type of man there is, every family, God has a remnant of people that just would not bow down to Baal. And there are people who embrace the wickedness. Now he's talking about Jerusalem of all things. They have no delight in the word. Watch this, verse 11. Therefore, now look at what God is going to do. Therefore, I am full of the fear of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others with their fields and wives together. I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. People are going to come and take people's wives away from them. See, that's what happens when people turn to wickedness. Don't think that people that turn to wickedness, there's not going to be a repercussion. The judgment causes will not come. Okay. Now, God given them fair warning. All this stuff happened. But this is also a paradigm against so that future generations will know not to do what they did. Verse 13. Verse 12. And their houses shall be turned to others with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. Now pay attention to that one. They're given to covetousness. And from the prophet even unto the priest, everyone deals falsely. Remember something about leaven. A little bit leavens everything. And see, you got to pay attention to what are you receiving. Daniel Coverstone talk about this often. You can't just go along with every little nicety doctrine people preach. You have to see that Jesus said this. He said, the Holy Spirit will come, he will guide you into all truth. All right. If you're seeking the Lord, you're going to be guided into all truth. Not just pleasant things. God will show you things just like he showed Steve Quayle and Tom Horn. Things people don't want to talk about. These men deal with alien abduction. And most people will say, well, there's no such thing. Tell that to the person that's been abducted. Tom Horn's sister was abducted. And she had to rebuke it in Jesus' name. He taught her to do that. I remember him talking about it. That's how I know. Because I never met him, but I believe him. The Holy Spirit is raising up people to deal with things that people don't want to deal with. But when people want things to be a certain way, they find a preacher that would preach a certain way. Now let's go back at verse 13, because this is very important. From the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. Now that's part I wanted to spend a little time on. They're given to covetousness. Remember what Jesus said? He said, I wish you were hot or cold. Now he spoke this by the Holy Spirit. The Lord himself wish you was hot for him or against him. Cold. Hot or cold. Cold or hot. Wicked or righteous. Hateful or loving. Remember Eli's sons? They wouldn't repent because God was going to kill them. You mean to tell me God kills? He want to save everybody. Not on wicked terms, he don't. Because he wasn't going to let them make a mess in Israel. Their wickedness was terrible. They were sleeping with women at the temple, making people give them the... They didn't want boiled meat. They wanted roasted meat. They just wicked. And Eli tried to correct them, but they wouldn't listen because God was going to slay them. See, when he gave a person over to their own, and a lot of people don't like to talk about this part, but this is very important. Imagine a man, he has the duty to warn everybody that the bridge is out. Instead of going straight to hurry up and get there where the bridge is out, he takes a detour and go get drunk first. And then he wakes up out of his wine and he runs up there with a bullhorn. Hey, the bridge is out, people, and already fell off the cliff in their cars and buses and trucks. And he can barely stand up. When it's time to warn people, you have to be a watchman. Now, the disaster's coming, so the Lord has given us the heads up. For from the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. They're so wicked, God just said, okay, be wicked. From the prophet even unto the priest, everyone deals falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Now that's audacity right there. You're going to be all right. And they living for Beelzebub. They living a wicked life. If people don't, you can't have it both ways. If you live for the world, it's going to cost you everything. Don't you know, when people go to hell, they don't own anything. They don't even own, hell owns them. God don't own them. They have nothing to do with God. They're told that that's the worst part of hell. It's not the fire. It's being disconnected from God. See, here on earth, you still have a measure of God around you by people living the life of God. That holds the disaster back. People living according to the love of God. That's what holds everything back. Paul told Timothy, he that now letteth will let. That's the people of God, guided by the Holy Spirit, behaving like a priest and a king. Stopping the works of darkness, preaching the gospel, helping people go forward. This is what holds it back. I know what I'm talking about. And the Lord had to raise up people to show people what's ahead. Because people would say, well, Lord, you didn't tell, you raised up people to get us healed and saved, but you didn't tell us that this was going to happen. Yes, he did. And people, when you hear something that's not, that your pastor don't preach, that don't mean it's not relevant. You take it to the Lord in prayer. Right is right. See, verse 14 happened because everybody went dark. Verse 15, were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. You got pastors committing adultery nowadays. Pastors given to falsehood. Verse 16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old paths when they walk right before the Lord. Where is the good way? And walk therein. The good way. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also set a watchman, also I set a watchman over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. The man blowing reveille for you to get up and get ready, and you go back to sleep. Therefore hear ye nations, verse 18, and know, O great congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring upon this people even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. To what purpose cometh thou to me incense from Sheba, and sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, your sacrifices, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. Therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and the sons together shall fall upon them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. Thus saith the Lord, a people cometh from the north country, and a great nation shall be raised from the sides of the earth. They shall lay hold on bow and spear. They are cruel. They have no mercy. Their voice roareth like the sea, and they ride upon horses, set in array.